This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
We will put today's sharp stock market drops in China into perspective. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. It's the first trading day after Chinese authorities extended the Lunar New Year holiday in a bid to contain the coronavirus. The Shanghai Composite Index fell 7.7% today, which dissolved about $370 billion in market value. That market's been shut since closing January 23rd. For perspective, the S&P 500 here has fallen 3% in that same stretch versus the CSI in Shanghai falling nearly 8%. Here's our China correspondent Jennifer Pak in Shanghai.
The drop came even after China's central bank added more than $170 billion into the financial system. And while the stock market is not the economy, investors and economists alike are worried about the same question. How long will it take to contain the coronavirus? At least 360 people have died, and more than 17,000 people have been infected, including a few in the U.S. The epicenter of the outbreak in central Hubei province is still under lockdown. Plus, the financial center of Shanghai and the manufacturing hub of Guangdong have extended the Lunar New Year break until February 9th. U.S. firms like Apple, Starbucks, and Disneyland have either closed or scaled back their China operations. Many airlines have also canceled flights in and out of the country, especially after the U.S. State Department advised against all travel to China. Chinese officials say this is an overreaction. But it's no wonder tourism and travel stocks were the hardest hit. Oil, iron ore, and copper also posted sharp drops. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
So the key China stock index down 7.7% today. Here, S&P and NASDAQ futures are up 0.5%. London is up 0.3%. On the day of the Iowa caucuses, let's get some national polling data about youngish adults, mid-20s through age about 38. Kathy Cohen is a political science professor at the University of Chicago and founder of Gen Forward, an ongoing scientific survey of millennials that takes special care to ensure people of color are also properly sampled. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. The economic indicators and certainly the White House think the economy is A-OK great. What happens when you ask if it's great and you ask that question to millennials?
Well, we get a different response from millennials. And in part, it's probably not that surprising since a bunch of them don't own stock and aren't watching the stock market increase. But when we ask, for example, is the country headed in the wrong or the right direction, we see majorities of young people, young adults, say that it's actually in the wrong direction. When we ask about the health of the national economy, we see in particular African Americans and Latinx young adults worry about the national economy.
Yeah, and to put a finer point on it, looking at your data, it's pretty close to or exceeds a majority across races, people worried about recession in the coming year.
Absolutely. When we ask the question, do you think a recession is likely? Majorities across African Americans, Latinx, Asian Americans, and whites say, yes, they worry that, in fact, a recession is coming and is likely.
Interesting. Now, you've been doing this for a while. Maybe you have a theory here. You also asked about people's personal futures, like how do you think it's going for you? And there you see more optimism, I think, in your data.
Absolutely. The trend is that people worry about the national economy, but they're more likely to feel optimistic about their own personal futures. And, you know, in talking to colleagues, we've decided that young people in particular are kind of taking a bet on themselves, kind of independent of all the national indicators. They seem to believe that things will definitely get better and they'll get better for themselves.
It's really interesting. We are, of course, in an election year, and candidates on all sides here are looking for which issues resonate. I was taking a look. One that really pops from your survey when you talk to millennials is this Green New Deal. I mean, that's got even higher ratings than free tuition at public universities.
In the Green New Deal, they see an economic policy that might, in fact, provide them with some economic stability. But it's also a climate change issue. And we know that young people care deeply about climate change. So it's not surprising, I guess, when we look at it that way, that majorities either strongly or somewhat support the Green New Deal. And here we're talking about across race and ethnicity, and to some degree party, that we see strong support from young Republicans, young white Republicans, for the Green New Deal.
University of Chicago political science professor Kathy Cohen is founder of this Gen Forward survey. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Millennials are the biggest single generation in the U.S. workforce now, 1 in 3. Post-Super Bowl Monday here, an estimated 17 million people will take the day off, the highest since that data began in 2005. Got the chicken wing and chili con carne itis. There are signs that employers are adapting. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
Employers know productivity drops the day after the Super Bowl. And one reason is because most workers ask for the day off in advance. That's a good thing, says Joyce Maroney of the Workforce Institute at Kronos.
Unplanned absenteeism is more expensive and more disruptive than planned absenteeism.
Kronos underwrites this show. Nearly half of its survey respondents said employers gave workers some options this year.
Saying, sure, come in 2 hours late, stay 2 hours later. Maybe encouraging work from home in an environment where work from home may not be as common.
And with unemployment at all-time lows, Brandy Britton at the staffing firm Robert Half says employers can offer scheduling flexibility to remain competitive.
The employees will be happier and the employer will get what they want, and that's productivity.
Robert Half asked HR managers to rank events that would merit a weekday holiday. The Super Bowl beat out, among others, the World Series, the NBA Finals, and the Oscars. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
All right, well, we showed up, right? This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.